Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Polls open Tuesday morning for the Massachusetts presidential primaries. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are expected to win their respective primaries in the 15 states holding elections on Super Tuesday. Advocates are using this year's presidential contest as a way to encourage people to become lifelong voters. Marisol Santiago is the policy and organizing director with Mass Vote. Mass Vote's a nonpartisan group that wants to increase voter participation. Good morning, Marisol. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Sharon. Thank you.
How is MassVote using the presidential primary and the general election to encourage voting in marginalized communities?
One of the ways that we approach this election is the way we do every year in every election. We are knocking on doors and we are making phone calls and talking to voters where they are about the importance of, you know, their right to vote and protecting democracy.
Can you explain for us how you try to motivate people to register and to vote?
Our goal is to really to educate about the ballot and the power of your individual voice. A ballot is super personal, right? When you go to put your ballot inside that ballot box, you are exercising your right to express your vote, which is your voice. And so we come back to the principles of democracy, the principles of the right to vote, and how does that really matter? How does that really affect change? And so we connect that with local issues, we connect that with our local neighborhoods, and because we are building long-term relationships, we are seen as credible messengers, right? Because we are there, not just during the electoral process, but also about the critical issues that matter the most to our communities. A lot of folks are very saturated with a lot of different kinds of information. You know, it's no stranger, Sharon, to you, I'm sure, but like, you know, social media and ads and all these things that come into our airwaves, right? It could be confusing for people. And so I think it's important to reach people where they are and really just give them space to talk about what's important to them, including the issues. We are asking people, what does this election mean to you? So we really engage on the issues and also talk about like the importance of how someone actually walks into the poll, right? And being able to vote confidently where they live, and also to bring others along.
Do you encounter many people who feel a little bit like their vote won't matter because the outcome of the election, primary and general, is pretty much a foregone conclusion in Massachusetts?
We do encounter people. First and foremost, I let them know that in historically and in marginalized communities, particularly in the communities that we organize in, unfortunately, people have felt that their right to vote has been taken away. And that is, in some cases, a fact. So we try to bring people together and we want to talk to you about the ways that we actually affect change, because there are messages and messengers that will tell you that your voice and your vote doesn't matter. And we're here to say, like, no, like, collectively, this is part of the democratic process. The only way we're going to make a statement is by showing up.
From people that you encounter who are eager to vote, what's motivating them? What do they tell you?
There's a large, beautiful group of people that are just like, climate change is happening right now. And they care deeply about the state of our planet and they care deeply about the future. They want to make sure that the folks that are on that ballot, that they understand that, you know, this is one way to exercise their voice, right? And stating that they want change and they want change now. There's also groups of people that are deeply impacted again by the housing crisis and wanting real solutions. We also have folks that care deeply about healthcare, the economy. And those are things that are related to this particular election, right? Like the election is asking voters to make a decision on, you know, is there a candidate in this race that shares those values with you and you feel confident going to the ballot to say, this is the person that I want to lead on these issues for me?
Marisol Santiago of MassVote, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sharon. It's been a pleasure.
Next hour, we'll hear how a group of Democrats in Massachusetts is mobilizing for President Biden. WBUR and NPR will have special coverage of Super Tuesday, including the Massachusetts primary. That's this Tuesday from 8 p.m. to midnight. And listen to WBUR Wednesday morning for a recap of the results.